brought to you by Penguin.
My Father's Daughter by Hannah Azier Poole, read by Yusra Warsama.
Publisher's note. In this book are some expressions and depictions of prejudices that were commonplace at the time it was written. We are printing them in the book as it was originally published, because to make changes would be the same as pretending these prejudices never existed and that the author didn't experience them.
Introduction. Written and read by Bernardine Evaristo. 2021. I remember relishing this memoir when it was first published in 2005. Hannah Azieb Poole and her writing were already well known to me from her work as a high-profile journalist and columnist for The Guardian, and I found the story of her discovery of her lost family fascinating. Born in 1974 in Eritrea, a country that gained its independence only in 1993, after a long history of colonization and conquest by larger and more powerful nations, she was adopted as an infant from an orphanage by an English-American couple who wanted to make a difference. They were told that Hannah Azieb's parents were dead, which was only partly true because while Paul's mother had indeed died giving birth to Hannah Azieb, her biological father was still very much alive. She was to discover this only at the age of 19, but unable at the time to deal with such seismic news, she didn't immediately respond. A decade would pass before she made the trip to Eritrea to meet her blood relatives. This book is about her journey back to the home she left as a baby, a journey that takes her from one of the richest countries in the world to one of the poorest, from a family who raised her lovingly in Britain to a family she does not know in a country and culture that are alien to her. Written in the present tense and relayed through moment-by-moment detail, we are let in on what's going on inside the author's head as events and her responses unfold, before the trip, during it, and afterwards. Poole writes with unguarded honesty about the geographical, ancestral, and emotional journey she is undertaking, granting us access to the turmoil of her thoughts, excitement, fears, insecurities, and conflicting feelings. The reading becomes almost experiential as this narrative mode closes the psychic distance between the reader and the writer. We are not dispassionate observers of someone else's life, but inside the life itself. Once in Eritrea and meeting her birth father and blood family, she has to cope with smiling her way through the effusiveness of relatives who are strangers, most of whom do not speak English and who are so numerous she cannot remember their names when she's told them, let alone their family connection to her. She grapples, too, with her complicated feelings towards a father who abandoned her at birth. Yet she is also mindful of having experienced the relative privileges of a middle-class British upbringing that spared her a childhood in Eritrea, bedeviled by a 30-year war, crop failures, water shortages, dependence on foreign aid, FGM, and an arranged marriage while still a teenager. Autobiographies by black women are few and far between, and My Father's Daughter was a rare outing into the life of a British woman of the African diaspora who bravely and gamely told her story of adoption and birth family reconnection. There's no camouflage, filter, or self-protective obfuscation here. Instead, Poole reveals herself to us entirely, and this makes for scintillating storytelling. I am reminded of Jackie Kay's memoir, Red Dust Road, 2010. Kay was adopted at birth by a wonderful couple, and the book relays her search for her birth parents, a Nigerian father and Scottish mother, including her trip to Nigeria to meet her birth father for the first and only time. A hugely significant but underexplored strand of Black British history is that of adoption and fostering, which provides a wider context for Poole's childhood, although hers is more unusual.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?